Track 5, Flashback of the Week. This week's Flashback of the Week will focus on the Beacon Tower situated in Sedgley. The present tower was erected in 1846. Constructed from Gornal sandstone, it stands on the crest of Beacon Hill, itself the highest ground in the manor, 777 feet or 237 metres above sea level. It is 50 feet high and 7 feet in diameter. The internal steps are in poor condition. In fact, the spiral stone staircase has the bottom 8 feet missing and access is barred. The tower's original function and ownership are not clear. The popular story suggests astronomical use by Lord Wrottesley, a well-known Staffordshire amateur astronomer. However, it is thought a local landowner, Mr. Petit, erected the lookout as a folly. In 1887, for Queen Victoria's Golden Jubilee, a fire was lit in a brazier fixed to the top. The stone column has become an icon in the manor and featured on the badges of both Sedgley and Coseley Urban District Councils. Today, it tops the arms of Dudley Metropolitan Borough Council. Many local organisations use the Grade 2 listing building as a logo, and the background of the Society's web pages carry an image photographed in the year 2000. At various times, it has been called the Monument and the Big Whistle. Beacon Hill Tenants and Residents Association is keen to see the tower repaired. However, fundraising and grants needed to top £150,000 for a successful restoration programme. Financial support for the project has been sought and further publicity for the group's efforts has been provided on the BBC Black Country website pages. In meetings held during 2009 and 10, the Residents Association pushed for more community involvement in the project and acknowledged a wider brief was needed to realise the opportunities Beacon Hill offered. The promotion and protection of all aspects of this open space was taken up by a new group, the Friends of Sedgley Beacon. In March 2011, the Friends of Sedgley Beacon website was launched and work continued on a draft management plan.